Doesn't it seem that Christmas was just yesterday? In fact, I think it was just yesterday. Today's reading is about the flight into Egypt. And I remember a couple stories of how once in Sunday school, the teacher had asked the kids to draw a picture of the flight into Egypt. And so she walked around, she looked at the kids' pictures, and one of them had the Holy Family in the back of an airplane for this flight into Egypt. And there were three figures in the back and one in the front. And the teacher asked the child, who are these figures? The child said, well, the three in the back, that's the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And then the teacher said, well, who's the man in the front of the plane? And the kid said, that's Pontius, the pilot. And then another kid had drawn a picture of the flight into Egypt with a donkey and Joseph and Mary and the baby Jesus, and there was a little black spot on the paper as well. And the teacher says, what is that black spot? And the kid said, that's the flea. That's the flea. And the teacher said, well, how did you get that? Well, it says right here in the Bible, the angels told Joseph, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt. So today we want to talk about the Holy Family. So we notice that the church gives us a feast day in which to meditate upon Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the Holy Family. And the church wants the Holy Family to be the example and the role model for all families. That's why the opening prayer said, may we live as the Holy Family, united in peace and love. So all fathers are called to be the Saint Joseph figure in their home, to be just, to be pure, to be holy, to be virtuous, to be obedient to God. All mothers are called to be the Blessed Mother figure, to be the heart of the home. Saint Joseph was the head of the Holy Family, even though he was not as holy as his wife, who was the Immaculate Conception, or certainly as holy as his foster son, Jesus, the Son of God. Still, whenever the Holy Family had to do something, God always spoke to Joseph because he was the head of the Holy Family, the spiritual leader of the home, as all fathers are called to be, the spiritual head and leader of their home. Our Blessed Mother, the heart of the home, the heart of the family. All mothers are called to be love in the midst of the family. And then children are called to imitate Jesus, so obedient to his parents, and to follow Jesus' example of honoring father and mother, to have that honor and respect that all children should have for their parents. Now, when you meditate upon the life of the Holy Family, we notice that they had struggles and difficulties and challenges as well. Think for a few moments of some of these difficulties that the Holy Family had. Well, first of all, they were financially poor. They were a poor family. We know that from the presentation in the temple. See, when you presented your son at 40 days in the temple, you had to buy the child back, you know, symbolically, by giving either a lamb or two pigeons or two turtle doves. Wealthy families could afford a lamb. Poor families would give pigeons or doves. The Bible clearly states that the parents brought two doves to the temple. So obviously they were a poor family. Joseph was a carpenter. He had a very good job, but not a very well-paying one. In fact, he lost his job because he had to get new work when he had to flee into Egypt to escape King Herod. He had to give up his own business as a carpenter, and then he had to start again in Egypt, I'm sure, as a carpenter and do work down there. The Holy Family became refugees. Sometimes you read about Africa or other parts of the country where tribal conflict and wars and famines have caused families to have to leave their home and then travel and become refugees in a foreign land. The Holy Family knows what that's like, to leave their own home, to leave their country that they love so much, to go south into Egypt. And they had, of course, something that probably a lot of families will never experience. They had a death squad try to kill their child. King Herod sent out his death squad to destroy their son. So imagine that. something that we could even not even comprehend. Somebody trying to kill your own child. So they had to flee. They had to escape to Egypt and to go to a land that was foreign to them as far as language and culture. And then, of course, when we think later in life, they lost Jesus for 3 days in the temple. Did you ever lose your child at the mall for a couple of seconds or a couple minutes? How frightening that feeling would be to look around and say, where is the child? So imagine losing a child in Philadelphia, New York City, or Washington, D.C. Jerusalem, a huge city, one of the biggest cities in the world at that time. And to experience what that's like to lose a child. And then, of course, they also had death entered their family as well. Because St. Joseph died sometime, most likely when Jesus was a teenager. Jesus, the last time you hear of St. Joseph in the Bible, Jesus was 12 years of age. And the next time you hear, Jesus is 30 years of age. So sometime between 12 and 30, St. Joseph would have died. So Jesus lost his foster father as a teenager. Mary became a very young widow. And so she was trying to raise Jesus by herself. And we know that at the foot of the cross, certainly Joseph had died by that time because Jesus had to entrust Mary to John and John to Mary. So when we think of the Holy Family, we see a family that has experienced many things that our families experience. Some in losing a home, some in losing a job, financial difficulties, losing a loved one, whether it be a spouse or a parent. Our Blessed Mother herself knows what it's like to lose a child because Jesus died on the cross as his mother stood by watching and praying. So we see that we can relate to the Holy Family and they can relate to us. And St. Joseph is there to intercede for all of our husbands and fathers, our Blessed Mother, especially to intercede for our mothers who have lost children. Our Blessed Mother is there to intercede for all of our widows. And then Jesus, of course, to pray and intercede for all of our children that they will be respectful and obedient and honoring towards their parents. I would suggest a couple resolutions that we should make on this feast day of the Holy Family. Number one, follow the advice of the great rosary priest, Father Patrick Peyton from Ireland. He's the one who coined the phrase, the family that prays together stays together. So by coming to Mass, you're praying together. By saying grace before meals, you're praying together. By saying the family rosary, you're praying together. The family that prays together stays together. Second, regular confession as a family. Try to go once a month as a family to confession. You'll notice that the longer you wait, the more impatient you get and the more disharmony occurs in a family. If you go to regular confession, it will save marriages. It'll help marriages if both spouses are going to confession. Bring the children to confession. They'll get along much better with their brothers and sisters. They'll be much more respectful and honoring to their parents if you bring them to regular confession. And lastly, number three, you have to protect your family from the evils of modern society. As Father Benedict Rochelle says, we live in a toxic society because of the media, because of television, because of certain kinds of video games and the internet coming into each home. You have to be extra careful as parents to protect and preserve your child's innocence, your child's holiness from the evils of modern society. I think especially in this day and age of what is allowed in the home through the television or through the media or through certain kinds of video games or especially the internet, I think has become probably the most poisonous vehicle that has been destroying marriages and corrupting children, sadly, and destroying a peace in the home and purity of heart among parents and children. So you as parents have to make that extra effort to safeguard and to block any immoral or sinful things that could possibly come into your home through the media. So pray to the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. They are there to help you, to intercede for you, to become a holy family as well. God bless you.